ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Much more plastic bottles, medical waste, a variety of things. When tile conditions are right or wrong as they might be, we see a huge increase in the amount of litter on the beach.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. With our oceans, coasts and wildlife suffering as a result of climate change, action groups across the world have started to step up. Across Dublin, we're lucky to have a number of volunteer groups that are keeping our coasts clear of waste. This week, we visited Dollymount Strand to join the Bull Island Action Group, and I spoke to volunteer Dave Ryan about the stellar work they do. He tells us about the most common waste he sees, the change over time, and the need for more individual action to be taken from visitors every day.
So I think people are becoming more aware when they're on the beach not to drop litter. That's a really positive part of it.
Is there times of the year where this might get worse? We're obviously on the run-up to the summer, maybe more people coming to the beach. Would that be a worse time for you guys?
Yeah, summer is definitely worse. We'll have beach parties in the dunes. We'll find large amounts of bottles, plastic bottles.
Just from walking here initially and talking to yourself and some of the volunteers as well, there seems to be even more cigarette butts than I could remember when I'm walking down the road as well. Is that something that's got worse?
I don't think people see cigarette butts as litter. We do. They take a lot of time to clean up. People, I think, are under the impression that they biodegrade and cause no difficulties for anything. But they do, and yes, there is. Now, I suppose with the advent of vapes, we actually see lots of vapes on the beach too, and along the walkways. Again, they're discarded because they're small, and probably people think that they're inconsequential, but they're not.
So Dave, in terms of dog waste, we've seen a rise of that all across Dublin. Here on the coast, is it the same scenario?
Yeah, we find a fair amount of dog waste in bags. Not all dog owners, but most dog owners are responsible. Some dog owners aren't responsible. They'll bag the waste and then throw it into the dunes or onto the beach. We pick up a fair amount of that material, unfortunately.
And in terms of bins that are nearby to maybe put the dog waste in or just normal waste itself, do you think that you have enough here?
Well, it's the council policy, to the best of my knowledge, not to have bins on the beach. That the idea is that people should bring their waste home. That works for some people. It doesn't work for everybody. We would have comments from people complaining about the lack of bins, but the provision of bins is not something for us to do. It's for the council. Whether it works or not, you know, it's doubtful.
We also spoke to Mary Byrne, and she tells us about how fulfilling the work can be, but also the struggles that they're met with on a daily basis.
Apart from the types of plastic coming in from the sea, when you're driving in as well, what are the things that you see most? I know cigarette butts has been a problem for so long, but what are the items like that you see so frequently?
Bottles, cans, canisters of nitrous oxide, and just general waste. Takeaway cartons. I'm just amazed at the number of takeaway cartons that are being obviously just deposited, you know, from passing people, cars. Some paper cups, you know, but the Happy Out are very good at keeping their area very clean, which is good, and we do our bit to try and help them. But having bins here actually goes against the Leave No Trace ethos. So the idea is that if you come down to a beautiful area like this, you bring something with you, take it home with you. Having bins here can encourage more waste, but it's a huge discussion point, you know, amongst people who use the beach. A lot of people would like to see bins. Personally, I think Leave No Trace. What you bring down, you bring home.
From a personal level, why do you do this?
I grew up right opposite Dollymount Strand, Dollymount the bridge. So I've used this beach all my life. I've moved a little bit away now, and now that I'm retired, I feel it's my time to give something back, and I get personal satisfaction from knowing that I'm helping in a very small local way, keeping this beach beautiful, and also contributing to the whole global crisis that we have, and I want to leave a better place for the generations to come.
Brilliant. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you, Luke.
Our our coasts and beaches will only continue to suffer if visitors don't help clean up after their visits. And with the workload increasing every year for volunteer groups like the Bull Island Group, action needs to be taken from every angle.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.